You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Took a deep dive into the email bag. Here we go.
Email. We get email. We get your email every day. Here's your mail today.
A lot of people reach out to us on Facebook. Some people send us old-fashioned email. That's what Cassandra did. If you ever want to do that, you can just go to mix100.com. At the top of the page, you'll see a tab that says Dom and Jeremy. Click on that, and you can fire off a note to us that way. Cassandra says, and I should say before we read her note, I don't know that we might necessarily get a lot of phone calls on this. We might.
Okay.
But at least it gives people something to think about, and I have a feeling we're going to get messages about this. She says, we have a coworker who always likes to talk about how he and his wife never, ever fight. He even said that one time that in 16 years of marriage, they've never had one fight or argument. In 16 years of marriage, they've never had a single argument.
I don't know.
Cassandra says, I just walked out of the room before I could say he was totally full of, and then I can't say what she said.
You know.
She writes, do you believe people who say this, or am I crazy and there really are couples that never have an argument? And then she goes, I can't imagine. That's Cassandra. In 16 years of marriage, they've not argued once.
Because it's essentially, it's two different things, right? Or are they? A fight and an argument. Are those two different things? Like a fight, I feel like, is raised voices and maybe throwing something across the room and arms in the air. That's a fight. An argument is just disagreeing on when, what night you should schedule piano lessons, you know, for the kids. I mean, that's just a general small disagreement, right?
And I also tend to think that, to me, a fight generally lasts. To me, a fight is when it spills over into either later that day or the next day. Like, I'm in a fight with, you know, my partner or whatever. And
it started on Monday, and here we are Wednesday.
We're still fighting over this.
And somehow I feel like fighting also involves bringing up your side of the family as well at some point.
Right.
That's when it starts getting ugly.
Fighting is when you reach back into the bag of memories and you pull stuff out.
Remember when we were dating? You did the same thing. So that's a fight. I don't have those. I definitely don't have those with Knick Knack. We don't have fights. But arguments and little disagreements, I think everybody has to have those, right?
Cassandra says this guy does not.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, look, again, we don't have a lot of arguments either, so I can kind of see where, it's probably
possible.
How often
would you say you guys argue? Roughly.
Once a week, maybe? We're pretty chill. We're pretty darn easygoing, our relationship, you know?
I was going to say we are generally probably three or four times a year, and it's... I think since we got married, I think we've had two strong disagreements over something.
Oh, they're disagreements. Is it a disagreement, an argument, or a fight?
I would call these almost...
Fights. They're fights.
I don't like the word fight because it sounds physical. And this was just really pissed at
each other. A harshly worded disagreement.
Yeah, you know, we don't name call. Right. We don't do any of
but
that.
But it was a fight. Without the physical aspect, you were fighting, basically.
We were in a fight. Think we've done it that maybe once every other year. Does that make sense?
It sure does, yeah.
I mean, so Cassandra...
I think this is legit. I think there are some people that are just so compatible and they get each other that they don't fight or argue. I think this is 100% possible.
And I also think I think there's personality involved.
Yes.
Because some people are just combative people and some people are just jerks. Some people are jerks and sometimes people marry a jerk and then... Yeah.
And then there's the other side of it where people just don't want to argue and maybe two people hooked up that are not arguing type of people and they just talk and work things out. But you also know my stance on fighting and arguments, which I have preached about for years on the show, where if we start to get into a little tiff, mm-hmm. and even though I know that I'm right, and she
don't
has a different
tell me you
stance,
just said you're right.
I've
don't
said it 100 times, to just end the argument and move on, I will agree with her. Yes, you're right. You know, you apologize, you state that she's right, and then you just go on with your life because it's not worth the mental headache. I'll just know inside my head, nah, I'm right. But to end it and move on, this is a marriage relationship pro tip. Just agree and move on. It's going to make your life so much better.
I can't do that, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, you're crazy.
No, I'm not crazy, and I'll tell you why. Because what you're doing is you're setting up. What happens is if you say, I'm wrong, you're right, I'm sorry, and you move on, that has established a beachhead for something that she can then build on later.
Well, it depends on what
it is, and you don't have an
I
argument
guess.
For it because you've admitted that you were wrong about it, so she can come back and build a house on top of that, and I won't do that. Now, I will end an argument, mm-hmm. but I still is like, okay, I understand what you're saying. I disagree.
It's a whole agree to disagree type thing?
Yeah, it's
nah,
pretty
but
much.
Then you're still frustrated with each other.
I feel more strongly about, look, I don't want to argue anymore about this. Well, let's just say we disagree, and let's
but
go out
there's still
dinner.
Tension there. There's still
yeah,
going to be anxiety and tension.
Oh, it
and...
dissipates. You know what's crazy is there are couples, and I know one couple to this day, mm-hmm. they love to brag about how long they've been married, right? And one of them used to give me crap because I'm divorced, and so they're like, but I've stayed married all these years.
Yeah.
They scream fight with each other all the time,
but it
like
works,
constantly
though.
And they're saying, oh, I gotta bear it. You got divorced, so I'm obviously way superior, and yet every day is tension and fighting and screaming, and to them that's superior.
But again, it might work for them. That is their love language.
Well,
they fight, and they bicker.
Well, how do you define works?
It just works for them.
Every day with tension and screaming
that
at
going
somebody.
Going back to the people that thrive on conflict and fighting, you've got two people that thrive on that, and they're getting off on it every day.
I have a different definition of works, because that doesn't work. That is tolerating.
My parents have neighbors that are across the street that have been there for 40-some years, and it's the same thing. Growing up, we could hear them screaming at each other from across the street. Constantly fighting, still together.
Well,
they're in their 70s now.
I don't think you get a prize for that. That's just me speaking. Maybe I'm a weirdo.
It's not necessarily
a prize. But I don't think you get a prize for spending 40 years screaming at each other. It's like, get the hell divorced.
It sounds exhausting and it sounds horrible.
Oh my God.
But I'm not in that type of relationship. So they might look at me and be like, you guys never fight? You're idiots. We fight all the time, but yeah, we make up at night, you know? It's just who they are.
I guess. Look, we talked about how this is a different personality thing. I don't admire people who are in long relationships that are constantly fighting. Constantly.
Yeah.
Now, as we point out, couples do fight and they have arguments. That's fine. But when four times a week your voices are yelled, you know, are raised, and it's, you're screaming and throwing stuff.
As an outsider looking in on that, yes, it sounds horrible. It sounds absolutely horrible.
Yeah, so don't brag to me about how long you've been together when you're in a living hell.
Yeah. Huh.
Jeannie wrote in and said, my husband and I fight almost every day, and we do throw things. Last week, I broke the glass pitcher in our blender when I threw it on the floor. I was so mad.
Oh, my God.
She says, but we've been married 22 years, and I do think that's something to be proud of. At least we haven't gotten divorced. Is she making my point here?
Well, as long as you keep blenders around to smash, then you're going to stay together, I guess.
I know people disagree with, some people disagree
that
with
doesn't
me,
sound,
but if, I don't see how you're proud
well,
of the fact
heat
that
of
you
the
scream
moment.
And throw and break things every day.
Yeah, you feel bad just, about that after it happens, probably, and I don't know.
Now, I happen to say, this is, again, very controversial, because I know the conventional wisdom is people say, you've got to work hard at marriage, it's hard work, you've got to work hard at marriage. And I subscribe personally to the feeling that if you have to work hard at your marriage, then you're in the wrong marriage, because marriage work should be hard work. Mm-hmm. Your relationship, you should find someone that you don't have to work hard every day. Or maybe it's just Maybe it's just the vernacular. Maybe that's just the way people word it. But if you're every day having to work hard at a relationship,
that doesn't sound healthy
for you. No, it doesn't. I mean, like you and Nicole, on a daily basis, you guys are seamless.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's funny.
You're seamless.
Nick Nack is listening, and she actually texted me during the commercial break, and she says, honestly, we don't even argue. We just generally get irritated with each other.
And that happens because we're human.
So like I said, yeah, we don't do a lot. We're pretty chill. And yeah, it's just general irritation from time to
time. Would you say that your marriage with Nicole is hard work?
No, it's not at all.
Yeah. See, I reject that when people say, well, you know, if you're getting married, that's hard work. Well, take a little bit more time and find someone that it's not so hard with.
Yeah. Although, does it get harder as time goes on, like at year 30 and year 40?
Is that when the hard work gets in? I think you just learn each other's foibles. Yeah. Google it, kids. Here's Kim on the phone. Hey, Kim, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
Hi.
What do you think about all this?
So I yell like 4 times a day. I get it out of whatever irritates me. I like what you just said there, Jeremy and Dom. Because whatever irritates me, I just like yell about it, get it out of my system, and then it's over and we move on. It's not like I carry things on for, you know, weeks at a time and then blow up. It's like I just get it out immediately.
Yeah, you vent, but no, you get it. Well, how does he react to all that?
Well, he's so calm. It's ridiculous.
Is like, that another thing that makes you mad, is that he stays so calm while you're so mad?
No, actually, because it makes me diffuse quicker than it would if he, like, fed the fire.
So, essentially, he's doing my little trick. You just sit there, listen, and acknowledge, and even if you disagree, you agree with Kim, and all of a sudden, Kim is happy again.
But
boom!
It's my trick!
But I'm confused.
What?
Because you said, you know, we don't carry on a fight, blah, blah, blah. But you said at the beginning, I scream at him at least 4 times every day. What's the difference between that and having the same fight stretch out for 3 or 4 days?
Oh, because of different topics. You know, like, why did you do the dishes? Or yeah. Why are your clothes on the floor? Or, why
4 times a day you scream at your husband?
Side note, your poor husband.
What the hell?
But we love each other so much.
Oh, I guess. Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
Just the way I am.
Okay. Yeah.
What's it like being so perfect, Kim?
Oh, it's not perfect. Believe me. He just doesn't get mad. If he's mad about something, he just will not say it.
No, he just sits
so
and stews.
All right, I'm so glad you called us. Thank you for listening, and thanks for being on the show with us, Kim. All right?
Thank you, Kim. We love
you. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Yeah.
He's doing
4
my
times
trick.
Every
He's
day.
He's doing my trick. But for God's sakes, do the dishes. Put them away. She'll stop yelling at you. It's a simple fix.